Our hero this week, we've got two. One is that Malcolm Gladwell, wonderful author of a couple of great books on economics and sort of how change happens, decided to take John Paulson, the hedge fund manager, for his $400 million gift to the Harvard University. And if you know what's going on in the Harvard endowment and the games they play in the markets, along with John Paulson, who made a lot of money on shorting the housing market, you just have to say to Malcolm Gladwell, thank you very much. Vox published the tweets, and we'll put it up on the blog. And if you want a good laugh, take a look. It's pretty funny. Our other hero this week is Alistair Thompson, the publisher of Scoop Media. Take a look at my commentary, Recharging with Alistair Thompson. Alistair is someone who's had a very big impact on global media, and working with a very sort of leading website in New Zealand has kept New Zealand media alive almost single-handedly, and also has contributed mightily to all sorts of transparency on global issues, including financial fraud. I always, when it was announced that Australian investors had taken quite a loss on U.S. mortgage securities, I thought, well, I guess, you know, maybe they should have paid attention to what Scoop Media said, because Scoop was down there warning them all along. What was amazing, I had several days in Wellington with Alistair, and it was a great time to get caught up. I was really stunned by the speed of media debasements that's happening in New Zealand. New Zealand has 4 million people. It's one of the most literate populations in the world. And New Zealanders have always been intensely interested in government and cultural and civic life. And so to watch the debasement of the corporate media, one of their top shows had just experienced being shut down, despite the fact that it was successful and popular. And almost layoffs of about 180 people was happening. And the word on the street was basically get ready for nothing but reality TV shows and heartwarming, you know, cooking shows for the next 5 years. So I'm really hoping that Alistair and Scoop Media can keep real media alive down in New Zealand. And even though New Zealand is far away, given his contribution to the global conversation, it's something we all have an interest in, and it's something I'm going to continue to work to do, is to make sure that Scoop Media simply stays in the game long enough, because I think once the world has had its fill of reality TV show, we're all going to need the kind of news you need to have a functioning culture and economy. So it was very inspiring to spend that time with him, and he is absolutely one of my heroes.